The doctrines of the Reformation reached the island of Sicily very early in the 16th century. Because of the poor roads, it did not reach the middle of the island until the late 1800s, where it was established in Caltanissetta. I came to see a dear brother to support and encourage him in his gospel work here. His name is Nazareno Ulfo.
I arrived here in Caltanissetta by the end of 1994. I was a pastor of the Assemblies of God, but just reading and studying the Bible and preaching the gospel and especially confronting with several heresies and false doctrines, I found them spread among the believers. That persuaded me that something fundamentally wrong was in the understanding of Christianity among these brethren. They were believers, but there was something fundamentally wrong. And so I continued to study the Bible and to preach, as I understood, till I was ejected from my denomination, because I embraced fully the Reformed theology.
Along with a fellow pastor with whom he had started a publishing ministry, Reyna worked for a couple of years to establish their own church, with just 28 members at the beginning.
And the church in Caltanissetta was constituted as a Reformed Baptist church, holding the 1689 Confession of Faith in November 2000. And actually it was the first Reformed Baptist church in the land of Italy, planted in recent times.
Over the years, the Lord provided their own building, which they dedicated to gospel proclamation in 2016. Since then, they have had small but steady growth.
My desire is to see a number of good and sound churches to be multiplicated in Sicily and in Italy. And we understand that this has been the call that the Lord has given us, not just to bring some churches to a better knowledge of the gospel, but even to plant other churches.
I am Francesco Pollicino, and I live in a little village in the north of Sicily. So I am serving a local fellowship as a preacher, as their pastor. And I am leading this little fellowship to the formal constitution as a local church under the care and the guide of the Church of Caltanissetta. My aim is to be a faithful preacher of the gospel, a faithful minister, to help these people to mature in their knowledge of the scripture, of the gospel, and to establish and to build some things that could endure, to be a good testimony myself, and to build something that could be a good testimony of the gospel.
I'm Giovanni Marino. So mainly my work here in Caltanissetta has been that of the publishing ministry and production of this literature, Christian literature, and spreading it throughout the nation of Italy. I was also called by the church to be a deacon in the church. So now what I do is to serve the church as a deacon and also work full-time for the publishing ministry.
How to grow in your love for God? Come vuoi crescere nel tuo amore per Dio? Studying the attributes of God. Devi studiare gli attributi di Dio.
My name is José Isabelle. I come from Mauritius. That's a small island in the Indian Ocean. When I first came to Italy, I began to study again the scriptures in the light of the Reformed literature that I got from the Christian bookstore. Afterwards, I came to know the church in Caltanissetta because they were also selling Christian literature. The church in Picarazzi was founded by a Baptist preacher from the United States. He came here and he founded that small church. And afterwards, there were some problems in the church and he left the church for the United States. And Pastor Reno contacted me, so I went there and talked to the brothers and sisters. And since then, Pastor Reno asked me to give him a help there, preaching and going there to attend prayer meetings in midweek services. And on Sunday evening, I go there and I preach and teach the Word of God to the small group of Christians who meet there.
Religiosity here is very oriented toward the visual and the feelings, and people are not so inclined to listen, to even to consider a different way to be Christian. This is one of the major difficulties we face, and we believe that our main field and goal is to bring the true gospel of grace of Jesus Christ to the many Roman Catholics and pagans who live in our area. My desire is to see a change in the mentality of people through conversion. The main goal is to bring people to a living relationship and knowledge with God. And so pray for us, and if there is somebody who would like to join us, there is for sure a lot to do to reach these people, because the fields are ready, the harvest is coming, and the workers are still so few.